Something to think about as you get an early start on your holiday shopping. Just as you're checking out, you're told you can get 15 or 20%, a discount, if you sign up for a store-branded credit card right there on the spot. But knocking so much money off the price could mean trouble further down the road. Dimitri talks about it with Matt Schultz, who is a senior economist at LendingTree.
If you handle your business and you pay that purchase off with the next pay period, you can definitely still get a pretty good deal from a store credit card because that 15 or 20% discount can be really significant. Where you run into issues is when you overspend, you end up carrying a balance, and you end up getting hit by one of those sky-high interest rates on a store credit card. Because you don't have to be an accountant to understand that saving 15% on a purchase doesn't really matter if the card that you use to make that purchase charges you 30% interest.
And so it really is a ticking time bomb in that way, if you're not careful.
Yeah, there's no question that it's a ticking time bomb when it comes to store credit cards if you can't pay that balance off in full at the end of that month. But if you can, it can be a pretty good deal because of the discounts that are offered and because of some of the targeted rewards that you might be offered, specifically appealing to folks who shop at that store a lot that you may not be able to get from other general purpose cards.
You folks at LendingTree did do a survey recently, and it seems only 3 out of 10 of us would at all be interested in getting one of these credit cards. Is that because we're smartening up and we know that it can be dangerous, or what's the story behind that?
There's a few reasons. I think partly, people have a little more cash now than they have in previous years. I think that's playing a role. And I also think there are more options out there now. These buy now, pay later loans, which allow you to pay in 4 equal installments over about 6 weeks of time, have become really, really popular. And you can find them offered on a lot of retailers' online checkout pages. And I think that a lot of people are opting to go that route rather than signing up for a store credit card.
What are the dangers of buy now, pay later?
They are super easy to overspend with. They also require, for the most part, payment every 2 weeks, and that's a little bit unusual. We're used to paying monthly, so if you don't know that, then you can end up paying late, and that can really hurt your credit score. And then there's also things like you aren't going to necessarily get the rewards that you would with a store credit card and some other perks like that.
And that's Matt Schultz. He is a senior economist at LendingTree. He joined us via Skype.